Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us also this reading from his word. Here we have the account of Moses' birth. So it's a little bit of autobiography. Moses is writing here. He is the author of Exodus, and he is writing about his own birth and his own family. Moses was born in Egypt, and he would go on to be a great man in the purpose and in the plan of God. God would make of Moses a leader of his people and a prophet to his people. He would make him a deliverer, and he would call him as a lawgiver. But perhaps the greatest honour that God granted this man, this mere man Moses, this sinful man, was to make him a very eminent type or a picture of the Lord Jesus. And as the Lord enables us in the weeks that lie ahead, we shall no doubt see Moses himself, Moses in his actions, in his life, in his words, and in his ministry, clearly reveal to us the Lord. Moses revealed the Lord, just as we were thinking about David understanding much about the Lord Jesus Christ through the sacrifices and the incense. Moses revealed the Lord to his own generation and to Old Testament believers, and continues to do so today by the things that he said and did and by his life. But much of that is for another day. Today, what I want to just think about briefly with you is the providence that takes our attention in the way that God protected and preserved and provided for this child and his family during this most difficult period in the lives of the Lord's people. And make no mistake, these were the Lord's people. not only because they were in the direct line of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the children of Israel, those 12 sons that we've been speaking about so much recently in the book of Genesis. This was indeed the family of one of those sons. This is a man and a woman of the tribe of Levi. So we know that these are the people of God in the sense that they are heirs of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Levi, in fact, would later become the priestly tribe. But we know that Moses' mother and father were themselves men and women of faith. They were the true children of the promise. They personally trusted in the Lord. They understood and they trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed the promises of God. We know that because we're told in Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter about faith, we're told in verse 23 this wonderful little fact. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. And actually, the book of Acts tells us that he was hid those 3 months in his father's house. Because, Hebrews tells us, they saw that he was a proper child, or as we're told here, a goodly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. What commandment was that? Well, remember what we were talking about last week, how that the Pharaoh of the land, because he was becoming afraid of the number of the children of Israel, passed a law, passed a commandment that all the men children were to be taken and cast into the river. The female children, the girls, they could be kept alive, but the boys were to be cast into the river. So there was this attempt to be rid of the children of Israel in this way. That was the command that the king had made. But we're told that Moses' parents, and we know their names, one was Amram, the father. Moses' father was called Amram, and his mother was called Jochebed. And so Amram and Jochebed were not afraid of Pharaoh's commandment. Moses was not their first child. They already had one son called Aaron, and here also in this account Moses gives us mention is made of a daughter that they had called Miriam. Aaron was born before Pharaoh had decreed that the male Hebrew children were to be cast into the river and drowned. But this is a wonderful example of God's goodness. When Moses was born, his mother must have worried what would become of him, what would happen to him. But she decided to trust the Lord. She kept him hidden in her home for as long as she possibly could. Any longer may have endangered her other children, perhaps because the baby was getting stronger and bigger and would cry out and be heard. Another reason might be, someone suggested, that Pharaoh's soldiers perhaps searched the homes of the Hebrews every 3 months in order to find whether there were any infants there. And so Jochebed's plan was to place the child in the river in a basket of bulrushes. That was the papyrus reeds that grew along the river's edge. She made this little basket, this little ark, watertight, so that it would float, and she placed it carefully amongst the rushes. And Moses' sister, Miriam, herself just a child, is left to watch over the ark from a distance. I like the fact that Moses calls this little cradle, this little box that was made for him, an ark. God saved Noah in an ark, and he also saved Moses in an ark. One was huge and contained many animals and these eight people that were preserved in the ark for a whole year. And the other was tiny, with room for only one infant child, and that probably for just a day. But both of these arks are a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation and deliverance from danger that believers find by faith in Jesus Christ. When Pharaoh's daughter came down to wash, she saw the ark in the bulrushes and she had it brought to her. And perhaps this lady had no children of her own, and perhaps she desperately wanted a child. And perhaps Moses just looked so beautiful that she couldn't resist keeping him. No doubt the tears that Moses shed helped to make up her mind. Either way, the Lord stirred her compassion and her pity, and she decided to preserve the child from death. And I don't know how the conversation went between her and her maidens there on the side of the river as they talked about it. Maybe they were trying to get the baby to stop crying. But it seems as if none of the servants of the princess could properly serve as a nurse for the child, who likely needed to be fed with mother's milk. So Miriam came close and overheard what was being said and wisely suggested that she go and fetch a nurse from amongst the Hebrew women. How good our God is. Jochebed got to raise her own son, got to nurse her own child. Perhaps, probably, and until he was weaned and until he stopped needing his mother's milk anymore. And she was paid to do so. Doubtless she enjoyed the protection of the very king who tried to have all the Hebrew baby boys killed. And Moses became the princess's own son. He became a prince in Egypt. And by this means, God began the process of preparing a man who'd one day lead his people out of captivity. So perhaps the one lesson that I can leave with you all today is that faith trusts God even in the darkest of times and when all seems hopeless otherwise. Jochebed and Amram loved their child, and by faith they hid that child. Hebrews tells us that. But when they could no longer protect him, they could do no more than trust the Lord for his care. So that's what they did. Faith is really only meaningful when we get to the end of ourselves. And as Jochebed slipped the ark containing her son into the river, I'm sure she did so with a heavy heart and with an earnest prayer for the Lord's protection. And we cannot save our children's souls, but we can cover them with prayers for grace as we commit them into the hand of the Lord. And if our faith is in Christ, then he shall be an ark to us. He shall be a protection for us, as he was to Noah and as he was to Moses. Jochebed cared for her child as long as she could, Then she thought that she had lost him, but the Lord brought him back to her. May we discover the grace of God in the salvation of our souls and trust him when there is nothing left for us to do. Amen. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us.